Я делаю так и стою. Besides the Sikhot that we heard from Rav Hamner in the Beit Midrash, and being taken, lifted a little bit, a couple inches off the ground, on the Tfilos of Yanam of Rosh Hashanah, Yanam Rosh Hashanah, and the Rav Hashem in a couple of hours, days, the Tfilos of Yom Kippur, we have the opportunity now. Bein Kessel Asar, to have Rav Hamner with us, with our Mitzumtzam group of Bnei Chutzlaretz. And I just wanted to thank Rav Hamner. Rav Hamner, besides the fact that he's extra busy during these days, Rav Hamner is running from here to give a shiur to Bogrim of the yeshiva during these days, a couple of different nights. Rav and Rav Yaakovson are giving shiurim outside of the yeshiva to alumni of the yeshiva, and is squeezing us into the schedule. So first of all, I wanted to thank Rav Hamner for taking the time right now, spending these days. Every minute during these days is not a minute. Every minute is an hour, and every hour is a week. There's so much that can be accomplished with every minute during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So why we should take advantage of it. I just want to also clarify at this time, you should appreciate Rav Hamner. You know, sometimes you have things that are close to you, you take for granted. Rav Hamner is in the area of Chassidus, is recognized throughout Israel and throughout the world. Rav Hamner as an authority, as a mumcha. Rav Hamner wrote a sefer. Rav Hashem, we should have it available for sale. Chein Makom, giving on a level of Pnimius Torah, of depth, of Omek, and understanding of different places that are mentioned, Mekomot, places that are mentioned in Tanakh. You should be aware of the fact also, we mentioned it at the beginning of the year, but I mentioned it again now that everybody is more awake, that every Thursday night at 12 o'clock, Rav Hamner had a shiur at his house on Chassidus, connected to the Parshat HaShavua, or the Tkufa, that's House 93, right over here, close to the yeshiva, 12 o'clock Thursday night. And Bekisam, right now, at the beginning of the year, giving you guys a push to not take things that are close to you for granted, but to take advantage of the opportunities that you have very close to you. Thank you.
I asked Avatsman if to talk in English or in Hebrew. He said mixed. So we will start the mix from Hebrew, and maybe after that, have to get used to it. I'm going to start with a story. Rav Shem Chabunim היה מספר תמיד שדיברו מענייני תשובה, והוא היה מספר את הסיפור הזה שאני אספר לכם עכשיו. איש אחד היה לו סוס, הורס, היה לו סוס, אבל זה היה סוס שהיה הולך איתו למרוצים, היו לו המון מדליות, היה סוס מאוד מאוד חשוב ומאוד מאוד יקר. סוס עם הרבה כוח. והסוס הזה היה עומד אצלו בחצר, קשור, עם שרשרת של ברזל, והיה יושב שם שומר, 24 hours a day, taking care of this horse. אף אחד לא יגנוב את זה, אף אחד לא ייקח את זה, הוא שומר עליו שלא יקרה שום דבר לסוס. ככה יום, עוד יום, עוד יום, ככה כל הזמן שומרים על הסוס. לילה אחד האיש יושב בבית וחושב לעצמו, הוא אומר, I have a kind of bad feeling about this horse tonight. Something is going to happen to him. I'm very worried about it. He's not able to sleep. כל הלילה הוא שוכב, מתעורר ככה. Midnight, פתאום הוא ככה מתעורר ובעלה, מסתכל על השעון, 12 בלילה. הוא יורד למטה, ליד המקום, איפה שהסוס קשור, הסוס, סוס, לידו יושב השומר, מסתכל על השומר, ער, ער. Everything okay. הוא ניגש לשומר, שואל אותו, אתה ער? כן, אני ער. מה אתה עושה? I'm thinking about very important problem. About which problem are you thinking? I'm thinking about a problem that I want for a sleep. So I'm dealing about a very, very important problem. So nothing will happen. I want for a sleep. What's the problem? אומר לו ככה, כשאנחנו לוקחים מסמר, אנחנו תוקעים אותו בקיר, המסמר נכנס לתוך הקיר, מה קרה לקיר שהיה במקום איפה שעכשיו נכנס המסמר? What happened to the wall? So it was standing there at the same place where the nail came in. So where is the wall? What happened to the wall? So the owner of the horse says to him, oh, that's a great question. Great. Think about that. You won't fall asleep. That's okay. Good question. Good question to deal with. Great. הולך הביתה. הולך לישון. הכל בסדר. אחרי איזה שעתיים שלום מתעורר פתאום בבעלה. משהו קרה לסוס. משהו קרה לסוס. מסתכל על השעון, 3 בלילה. יורד למטה, הסוס, סוף. השומר, שומר. מסתכל עליו, ער, ער. בא אליו, אומר לו, אתה ער? כן, אני ער. הכל בסדר? בסדר. מה אתה עושה? I'm thinking about a very important problem. Which problem are you thinking now? אומר, כשאני אוכל בייגל, יש כזה דבר, בייגל בארצות הברית, יש סטייט, not pretzels, בייגל. אז אני אוכל בייגל. אחרי שאני גומר את הבייגל, לאיפה הלך החור? שאלה? Very important question. אבל הבית, the owner is very satisfied about that. He says to him, that's a great question. You should think about it. You should find an answer. Yet this just don't fall asleep. Great. That's a good question. Okay. הולך בחזרה הביתה. שוכב לישון. ישב. שעה, שעתיים, פתאום מתעורר בבוקר, בבעלה. מסתכל על השעון, 5 בבוקר. הוא יורד למטה. מסתכל, השומר, שומר. ער, ער. הוא ניגש אליו, הוא שואל אותו, אתה ער? כן, אני ער. מה אתה עושה? I'm thinking about a very important problem. Which problem are you thinking about? I have a very, very strong question. and sitting all night long.
Next to the stable, guarding the horse, how can it be that in the morning I see that the stable is empty? That's a very hard question. Very important question.
This is the story. This is the story.
Why did Rav Simcha Bunim tell this story, especially those days of Yomim Noraim, Aseret Yemei Teshuva?
So, here is the explanation of this story.
You know, Shomer is a concept.
It's not just Shomer.
That's a way of thinking.
To guard, to keep,
to make sure that nothing will happen. This is the concept of Shomer. He is not going to use this horse. He just had to keep it. That's a way of thinking. That's a way of thinking. Hasus hazeh ze anachnu. Etzel kol echad ve'echad yesh sus bifnim. Po. Ma melamdim otanu kol hazman la'asot? Lishmor. Tishmor al hasus. Kol hazman. זה מה שאומרים לנו הרבה מאוד שיחות מוסר. You have to keep yourself. שב על תייסה רודיף.
That's the idea of being a שומר.
Not to do. You should know what you should not do. What you should not do. This is the concept of שומר.
If we want to be a balabait, an owner, we should think in other terms. תראו את השאלות שיש לשומר כל הזמן בראש.
כשאני לוקח מסמר ואני מכניס אותו לתוך הקיר, מה קרה לקיר?
Did you think ever about this question?
No, you did not. You know why? Because every time you are putting a nail into the wall, the main thing you are thinking about is about the nail and about the question if it will go through or not. This is the question which you are interested in. You are not interested in the wall, you are interested in the nail. This is the main point. השאלה שאנחנו צריכים לשאול את עצמנו זה מה קורה עם המסמר, לא מה קורה עם הקיר. Who cares about the war? The war is the idea of שומר, being passive. The שומר is dealing about the question of the war. That's not the main question. The question is the name. Active. What will happen?
Positive things. This is the question. Take the same example of the bagel.
Who cares about the hole? Who cares about the hole? You have to think about the bagel. You are thinking about the bagel. None of you thought ever about
the hole of the bagel.
No.
Who is interested about the whole of the bagel?
The main thing, the positive thing in the bagel is the bagel, not the whole. We have to be interested in positive issues, positive questions. This is the main thing which we have to be interested in. This is the main point. אבל אנחנו צריכים להבין שכשאתה בא לבן אדם ואתה אומר לו תשמור, 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 כל הזמן אתה אומר לו רק תשמור, you are talking to him about the thing he should not do, אתה צריך לדעת שהבחור הזה כל הזמן רק יחשוב מה לא לעשות, אבל הוא לא יחשוב מה כן לעשות. ומה יקרה בבוקר? בבוקר אנחנו נראה שאין סוס. פירוש, אם אתם חושבים שככה בן אדם יכול לחנך את עצמו, כל הזמן רק לדבר מה לא לעשות, ואתם חושבים שככה אפשר לנצח את היצר הרע, אתם טועים. אי אפשר ככה לנצח את היצר הרע, אי אפשר לקשור את הידיים. זה מצליח פעם אחת, זה מצליח פעמיים, זה מצליח שלוש, בפעם הרביעית הוא יגנוב את הסוס. אתם יודעים למה? כי הסוס רוצה לרוץ, כי אנחנו בני אדם, אנחנו רוצים לעשות, אנחנו רוצים ללכת, אנחנו רוצים ליצור, to create. We want to act. We don't want to sit like this. Nobody wants it. וכשבאים אלינו ואומרים לנו שהיסוד של עשר סמי תשובה זה זה, קשה לנו. לפעמים זה מצליח. יש בחורים שבאמת מצליחים להחזיק את עצמם ככה כל הזמן, קשור, כל עשר סמי תשובה, אבל מה יהיה יום אחרי יום כיפר? הסוס יברח. לא, אני לא אומר דבר רע. זה לא, אומרים, אסור לפתוח פה לשטן, אסור להגיד דברים רעים. זה לא דברים רעים. זה ככה מנהג הטבע. הסוס סוס, וכל אחד ואחד מאיתנו יש לו כוחות, יש לו יכולות. כל אחד ואחד מאיתנו יש לו את הכלים שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לו. אי אפשר לקחת את כל מה שיש בתוכנו ולקחת את זה כמו סוס, לשים את זה בעורבה ולשבת כל הזמן ולשמור. רק לשמור. אל תעשה. אני מכיר הרבה מחנכים שעוסקים מבחורים צעירים, וכל מה שהם הולכים אחריהם כל הזמן זה רק מה לא לעשות. הם רואים בחור צעיר, בחור צעיר, a lot of energy, it's very strong, so they are going after him. No, don't touch, not this, please, not this. So what? What should I do? It's burning inside. What should I do? Just sit and keep it. You can't. At the end of the night, no horse in the stable. No. Impossible. You know what you should do with such a horse? You should take him to the race and to let him run, to do what he knows to do. You have to sit on him, to take him to your goals, to the goals which you believe in. That's the right way. But you have to let him run. אנחנו צריכים להבין, אין כזה דבר שקוראים לו יצר הרע. אין דבר כזה. זה טעות. לא אני אומר. זה לא אני אומר. חז"ל אומרים, וירא אלוקים את כל אשר עשה, והנה טוב מאוד. טוב, אומרים חז"ל, זה יצר טוב. מאוד זה יצר הרע. ככה אומרים חז"ל. אז יצר הרע זה טוב מאוד. That's not a chassidish drasha. זה חז"ל. תפתחו בחז"ל, אתם רוצים, במדרש רבי. על הפסוק. והנה טוב מאוד, זה יצר הטוב. טוב מאוד זה יצר הרע. זה הדרך. למה יצר הרע זה דבר כל כך טוב? כי יצר הרע זה לא יצר הרע. יצר הרע זה כוח. זה לא רע. אתם יודעים מתי זה נהיה רע? אם אנחנו לא משתמשים עם היצר למה שצריך להשתמש, זה יהיה יצר הרע. אם אנחנו לא ניקח את הכוחות שיש לנו, אם אנחנו לא ניקח את כל האנרגי הזה, שאנחנו בחורים צעירים ויש לנו המון כוח, אם אנחנו לא ניקח את זה בשביל דברים טובים, בכדי לבנות, בכדי לחדש, בכדי לעזור לבן האדם, כדי לעשות דברים טובים, אנחנו לא ניקח את הכוח הזה בשביל דברים טובים, it will be יצר הרע. But if we will take it to the right goals, it will be יצר, not יצר הרע. And יצר comes from יצירה, creation. אפשר לקחת את היצר וליצור, אבל צריך להוציא אותו בשביל זה מהאורווה. אי אפשר להשאיר אותו שם כל הלילה. אם תשאיר אותו שם כל הלילה, בבוקר הוא לא יהיה שם. היצר הרע לקח אותו בשביל משהו אחר. ואחר כך בחורים אומרים, אני כל כך משתדל, ואני כל כך רוצה, ואני שומר את עצמי, ואני לא מצליח. אני לא מצליח, I can't do it. What? Because you are going like the concept of שומר. You're not going to win the race. We have to change the way of thinking. אין יצר הרע. יש יצר, יש יצירה. אנחנו צריכים לעשות עם זה משהו. אני אתן לכם דוגמה. גמרא אומרת שחכמים בזמן בית המקדש השני, הם ראו שיש יצר הרע של עבודה זרה. The יצר הרע of עבודה זרה is so strong, nobody is able to stay against it. Like Menashe told the Amora which asked him, he says to him, if you were in those times, you would run after it, because it was so strong. So Chachomim in those days, they decided לבטל את יצר הרע, לשחוט אותו. No יצר הרע anymore of עבודה זרה. So they made a times of 3 days, and after 3 days Ribbono Shel Olam gave them this yetzer hara in their hands. So they shut him down. That's it. No more yetzer hara of avodah zarah. Great! Wow! To wake up without any yetzer hara. Great! That's a great world. You know what happened at the same era? You can see it in the history. At the same era, when Chazal, Chachomim of this era, they canceled this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, no Nevuah anymore. No Nevuah anymore. It's at the same era. And Chazal described that when they canceled this Yetzirah, like a lion of fire came out from Kodesh HaKodoshim. From Kodesh HaKodoshim, a lion of fire, when they shut down this Yetzirah. What is it? Yes, you have to understand. It was a Yetzer, not Yetzirah. It was a Yetzer of Emunah. It was a Yetzer of being closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. It was a Yetzer of Avodas Hashem. Any type of Avodas Hashem. Many kinds. But Avodas Hashem, it was a Yetzer. Once you are taking away this Yetzer, you should know. You are going to miss something, because there is no Yetzer Hore. There is a Yetzer. People do not know what to do with this Yetzer, so it came out like an Avodah Zarah. But if you know what to do with it, it comes out like a nevuah. That's two sides of one issue. The same thing. That's two sides of the same Indian. Really. And here comes the second thing, which is a little bit closer to us. So Chazal, in those days, they saw that they succeeded. They did it. So we've got read from one Yisroel. Okay, let's take the other one. Let's make another 3 days of fasting, and then we will take the Yisroel of Arayas, and we will get rid from him. Oh, great. The day after, without all these foolish things in our heads, without this Yetzirah that bothers us all day long. You know, we are young people. Great. That's a good idea. So, they made it again. 3 days. They fast. And then, the Bereshit gave them this Yetzirah also. And they wanted to end it. So he says to them, the Yetzirah says to him, to them, he says to them, wait a minute, if you will shut me down, no life anymore. They did not understand what he is talking about. So they decided to let him stay alive for one night. But they put him into prison. I don't understand what does it mean to put the Yetzirah into prison. But they put him into prison. In the morning, they sent all over Eretz Yisrael, and they did not find even one egg. Even one egg. You know that Chazal are using usually Tarnegolim like a symbol of פריצות או being שלא יהיו תלמידי חכמים מצויים אצל נשותיהם כתרנגולים. So תרנגול is a symbol of יצרו או פרייס, because every day it gives an egg. So every day. So they send in the morning and they did not find even one egg in all Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? If you will take it so holy, you have to know you are going to lose something. You are going to lose something because there is no Yetzer, there is a Yetzer. Yetzer is the ability to create. Yetzer is the ability to be Mechadesh. You know that the Zohar brings the same story about this Yetzer of Yetzer of Arayas, and he says that without Yetzerore of Arayas, so these are the words of the Zohar, he says, Ilmalei Hai Yitzah, without this Yetzer, Chedveta Deshmata Lo Leheve, no happiness of learning Torah. What's the connection between Yetzerore of Arayas and happiness of learning Torah? Chedveta Deshmata is connected to Yetzirah of Arayas. It's crazy. No, that's not. That's the same thing. Because Yetzer is ability. Yetzer is the ability to create. You are sitting next to the Gemara. You have the ability to create, to be Mechadesh, to say new things, to understand, to push forwards. That's ambition. You have abilities. But these abilities are connected to the idea of Yetzer. That's the horse. If you will deal all day long by guarding the horse, but not by using it to the right goals, you will see at the end of the night, the horse is not there. Somebody took it for another goal. And you understand what I'm meaning. Another goal means Yetzer Hore made with these abilities other things of creation. other things which we are not so interested in. And that's the real sin. The real sin is not to be aware to what we are able to do and what we are able to create, and to lose these abilities just for the idea of sitting and guarding the horse. We have to change our way of mind. These days of Asar Selechuve should be days of thinking about positive things and not negative things. Should be days of thinking, what should we do? How should we use our abilities? We are young people. So many abilities. So much force. We should do something like that. Positive things. Learning, creating, helping one each other. Try to think positive ways how to use this horse. And then, in the morning, we will find the horse with us.
כי הקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לנו סוס כדי שאנחנו נוכל לרכוב עליו.
בשביל זה קיבלנו את הסוס. Don't be angry with yourself. Don't be angry with him. With the Yetzer Hara. He's just a force. That's it. Be angry with yourself. If you are not doing with this force, with this horse, what you should do, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us, that we will understand ourselves, and we will be able to take these very important forces which we have inside us to the real, real goals which we should to take them, and Be'ezrat Hashem we will be better, and we won't have so many fights inside us. It will help us a little bit to have peace inside, because we will learn to live with peace with this horse which stays in the stable. Thank you very much.